Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yo, it's 98.5 KLUC and the Unlikely Podcast. Adrian Hernandez here with someone I've wanted to talk to for years. It's one, the one and only, I should say, MGK. Kels, how you doing, bro?
What up, dude? I'm really good, dude. I'm about to get a haircut. Got to figure out something funky to do with my hair right now. So just getting a haircut, sitting in my backyard in Cleveland, looking at the beautiful leaves. Everything's orange and yellow and brown. It's awesome.
Yo, it sounds like a lovely time. Of course, everybody knows how much I love Cleveland, which is why I love Kel so much, because how he represents the city. But we're going to get into that here in a second. But first and foremost, I need some dating advice. Kels, are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
All right, look, I don't really usually like try to DM, right? I'm a very in-person type of approach, and I'm going to get your number and we'll move on from there. But I saw someone that piqued my interest on Instagram. She's gorgeous. She has the wagon. She's Latina, but she has like the goth vibe. Like, she shops at Hot Topic. I ain't against that. We've DM'd. We've had a lot of good conversations, right? I gave her my number. Mm-hmm. She didn't text me, but the DMs, like, we're still at the same speed. We're still DMing a lot. My ego does not want to put my number again, because I'm like, she saw it. If she wanted to text, she would. But the other part of me is like, bro, you got to grow up. Just do it again. People are busy. Like, you can't think the world revolves around you. What would you do in this situation, Kels?
I would say insert a little humor and be like, I think my phone is going to explode in the next 8 hours. Like, the last person in my text I want to see is the last person I want to text my phone is you. I also feel like you could hit her with, you said she's Latino, right? And she's on her emo vibes. An emo Latina band is Pierce the Veil. You could be like, yo, like, listen, you, yeah, exactly. Write that down for sure. Be like, yo, my phone might explode. Last thing I want to do is share my screen and listen to some Pierce the Veil with you real quick.
Kels, I appreciate you, bro. Yeah, dude, I appreciate you.
I got you.
You tweeted out a couple days ago, or might even been yesterday, that you got to talk to Thug. Obviously, Young Thug is now free. I just want to know, like, I can imagine he is in great spirits, right?
Man, he called me. I haven't seen a glow on him like that really ever. Like, he was shining, man. It just seems like he's ready to, you know, take over the world in a way that maybe, you know, before we have these wake up calls that we might not realize our potential, you know. So it felt like, I mean, I also too, bro, it was beautiful. We called my daughter, because he, you know, that's his niece. He we've spent Christmas together. Like, we called her, said hi, you know. She was going to bed. That was a good surprise for her. And then we just caught up on life for like an hour, for real, you know.
No, that's incredible. That's a beautiful thing. And another thing that's a beautiful thing is the success that you've had with Lonely Road. This record is blowing up. It is everywhere. But I don't think a lot of people that aren't on the inside don't necessarily know the relationship and kind of the evolution between you and Jelly Roll. Can you speak on that a little bit? Because you guys weren't best friends at first, right?
Definitely weren't best friends. More like frenemies without the friend part. But that was something where it was, I think we were both just young and stupid and jealous, and, you know, the realization of, man, we're a lot more powerful together. And then actually just seeing it come to fruition, like, damn, when we linked up, dude, like, so much opened up for both of us. And I think people really like seeing, you know, artists actually be friends. And that, and dude, he's like the funnest dude, the funniest dude. His accent mixed with his like spirit is the most hilarious thing ever. And, you know, he got a lot of advice for a person like me who kind of, you know, has trouble just, you know, navigating life. And he has a lot of those answers already. So I really gained with becoming friends with him.
And, you know, winning the awards, this isn't something that you, you're new to, and having the success. But I appreciate that, like, you tweeted out, yo, we might need to go old school and call radio stations and tell them to play Lonely Road and, dude, let's run it up. Does it get old working. Seeing this?
No, bro. Are you kidding? Did you see my face when I won that People's Choice Award? You would have thought I just got, you would have thought I just heard like, I just got a record deal for the first time or something. I was like, I'm so boyish with this journey, man. Like, nothing is old to me. I think the only thing that ever really is like frustrating to me is the celebrity aspect of, like, you know, let me get your picture. It's just like that. I miss the art of conversation so much. That kind of is the only thing I get a little bummed out by. But dude, like, every time, dude, I was in the car the other day and I heard right when I got home, dude, I call it coming from the airport. And I heard Lonely Road on the radio, and it was my first time hearing it on the radio, and it was in Cleveland. And again, it felt like the first time I ever heard a song from me on the radio. That just doesn't get old to me. This is like the if I ever lose the fun, I might as well quit.
No, that's amazing. And you talk about, like, the art of conversation. I will say, like, as of late, these past couple months, you've been on some of like Logan Paul's podcast, $1 Million Worth of Game. Like, you've been doing these podcasts where you're really getting to talk at length.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it's funny, if you look at the comments, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't know that this side existed. For you, I can imagine maybe a little bit of trepidation opening up just because of, like you said, the celebrity. But has it been nice getting to show that side?
I think that was the biggest thing I realized was like, oh my God, dude, I live in my skin every day, so I get to know who I truly am as a person. But I didn't realize I hadn't opened up that side to the world at all. So, I mean, honestly, I felt a sense of relief getting to get, you know, allowing people to know that maybe this kind of, I don't know if I came across as cocky or like I had a chip on my shoulder, but letting people know that is not who I am. And I'm really actually just a wide-eyed, you know, excitable, grateful, shy, all those things. You know, I'm that type of artist. And like, I don't have, you know, I miss the family aspect of my life growing up. So really, like, the fans and all these people that are, you know, on this journey with me, those are my family. And getting for them to be able to see the human side of me was, I didn't realize that was missing so much until I started doing these long form podcasts and even interviews like this, where people can hear, you know, the genuine side of who I am. Because I think as a rapper, you know, our job is to kind of be,
there's got to be bravado in it.
For sure.
To an extent.
Exactly.
No, that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, following your journey, what I'm excited about when I hear that you get to do the halftime show, I'm pretty sure you're about to head out to Germany to get ready for it, coming up on the 10th for the Giants and Panthers game. That'll be on NFL Network. It makes me happy because I have seen you in Tampa and Orlando, Florida, in a venue with less than 1,000 people. I've now seen you in arenas, sold out NBA arenas with thousands of people. I know that you've done stadiums and you're about to do another one with this halftime performance. You are one of the best performers in music, any genre, period. Is it exciting to know that you get to do this in the stadium and kind of have all these tools accessible for the performance? Like, is there any surprises or anything we should be looking out for?
I mean, just me going to Germany in general, I think I'm the first artist to do an international halftime show for the NFL. So being able to mark off like the first check mark, like, that, it starts there. I think second off, like, Country Roads is their football, not our football, but their the soccer football. That's their theme song over there. So, I mean, honestly, you know, surprises. Would I love to be able to fly Jelly over there? For sure. Is it too expensive to buy him the three seats that he needs to get on that airplane? I'm just kidding. I mean, honestly, the surprise would just, you know, I'm going to wear a smile on my face and just sit there in a soup of gratefulness and be like, I can't even believe I get to be performing in a stadium internationally like that. I've done stadiums here, but I've never done it. I've never done it overseas. You know, the closest I got was when I was opening for Linkin Park, back when Chester was still alive. But this, just, you know, getting 6 minutes to go up there and just kind of show them what America's musicianship is like. Yeah, I mean,
so that's dope.
Yeah. Sorry if I didn't word that the best way, but No,
you're good.
I'm a little nervous even just thinking about it.
No, it's crazy. Well, look, I want to close out with this because I'm a huge wrestling dude. And like I said, I'm from Cleveland. And one of the dopest moments, the moment that made me a fan of yours for life, was in Miami, Florida, WrestleMania 28. It was John Cena versus The Rock. You came out, you performed Invincible and brought out John Cena. And for people that didn't realize, when you came out, you had a tank top that said Cleveland. We are in the heart of Miami. This was less than a year after LeBron left Cleveland and went to Miami. And I thought it was so cool that you wore that tank, that it said Cleveland. You give the speech after Invincible, telling Cena and talking about underdogs, which represents Cleveland, in my opinion. Did you tell Cena that that was your plan? And like, what was your mentality when they reached out to say, hey, we want you to do this?
Well, I definitely, you know, kind of did that on purpose just to put us on a platform of like, nah, we're still here standing tall and speaking to the world. But I think, you know, the funniest thing that I did was not know that Miami was The Rock's hometown. And so when I went out there and was like dogging The Rock and everyone started booing, I was like, what did I do? And so I never heard 80,000 boos come in at one time, but that was my first experience, which kind of broke me into where I was like, all right, I got to have thick skin.
That's a beautiful thing. Before we get out of here, the show, the name of the podcast is Unlikely. I tell people because it's unlikely for me to be in the position to talk to people. And I just want people to know. So about 8 years ago, me as an intern, shout out to Bootleg Kev. Shout out to Bootleg Kev.
Shout out to intern. Kev.
Yo, little intern, finally getting to talk to you one-on-one. When you're in Vegas, we'll do this in studio. But for now, best of luck in Germany, and thanks for the time, brother.
Thank you, Adrian. For real, bro. Thank you. Much love on some Cleveland vibes, you know? My dog.
Lace up. Got you, bro. Y'all be easy. Thank you for the time. Peace.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.